नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा विष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामिनित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवाणी भास्करे सदा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधर हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Dear Srila Prabhupada and respected Vaisheshika Prabhu, who is always giving great joy to my heart when I see you, great joy. Our Asim Krishna Maharaj also, great joy is coming. And all of you, this is a sad day. Oh no, it is a day which we as Srila Prabhupada's disciples thought would never ever come. And like all of you who have taken to discipleship, the sad day will come, or has come perhaps, to you also. And you will have to learn, like we have to learn, or had to learn, how to make this into a very meaningful day. I think our Vaisheshika Prabhu used the word somber. Did I hear that right? Solemn. Solemn. What means solemn? Solemn is sacred or serious, perhaps? Serious, yes. We become very serious. I want to talk today about the inspection by Srila Prabhupada. Inspection is when a superior authority comes and inspects you. He sees what are you doing at this moment, what is your consciousness at this moment. I had such an inspection of Srila Prabhupada. In 1974, Srila Prabhupada visited the castle, as it was known, the big mandir in central Germany near Frankfurt, and he wanted to see the rooms and the different what was going on in the rooms. So in the course of his inspection, he was in the kitchen and inspected the cooking. He came, I was not there, but he even looked at the bathrooms, how clean they were. He looked at the music studio where he would be later recording a long playing record. He came to all the departments, and he also came to the department where I was doing service, the translator department. So I just had taken a 7-minute rest. I had a stopwatch which would ring after 7 minutes, and I was sleeping under my table. It was a heavy breakfast with halava, and it was required, so to say, to do this, to have this mental focus required to translate from one language into another language. You really have to be there. And as I was sleeping under the table, I heard the high voice of our authority at that time, Hansa Dutta. He went, "Prabhupada, this is the BBT, the German BBT." And then I heard a deep voice, "Acha." So I knew he was in the room. The person was in the room who I really didn't want to catch me sleeping under the table. He was in the room, and he was inspecting now the German translation. Here is, I don't know where, because I was so bewildered or confused or panicked. Here is this action done of the translation. It's the first draft, the first translation. Here is the first edit of the first draft. And I know now the next person in line would be my department in the translation. And here is, and the table was not occupied. Here's this part of the translation, check, you know. So I was wide awake, but I was fighting, should I stay sleeping under the table? Prabhupada will for sure see me. Not sleeping, lying under the table. I was not sleeping any longer. Or should I come up? You must know we had flat tables like this. So I was there. And I thought, the choice is between being real or being a pretender. I could pretend to be sleeping, but this would not be good. I'm not sleeping. So I rose up, and Prabhupada was looking at the table, and all of a sudden, from under the table, a German with a red cheek comes, because I was lying on something. Prabhupada looked at me slightly shocked. And then his quality, which we always liked, his humanness, his being so kind and not judgmental, shunned for, he started just to laugh. I was very relieved. Then his inspection went on, but I never forget that forgiving love, this great kindness, this great humanness, this willingness to give up quick judgment, and that was very, very endearing. What would Prabhupada see if he would now come in my life? I'm no longer in the translation department. Would he be satisfied? Would he be pleased, perhaps? That's the better word. I would like to give this question to all of us. What would he see when he would come into your life? What are you perhaps hiding from Prabhupada? Like I was hiding my, I didn't want to be caught sleeping. And I had to battle with that. How transparent are you when Prabhupada comes? We say that, yes, on one level he has gone, but on another level he's always watching us. How would you stand up in this inspection of Prabhupada? He would certainly want to know how you're doing. During that time, we had questions in our translation department, questions which only Srila Prabhupada could answer. It was how to translate difficult terms from English into German. How free were we to use, what a translator does? To find different, to find just the right expression to capture the intended meaning of the author in that language, in the new language. Our questions became really a lot. And the main question was this: Prabhupada, can we sometimes change your expression of a point without changing the subject or the content? And we wrote that question. We didn't ask it at that time when Prabhupada was there, but we wrote it to him in a letter. And the answer came back: don't change anything in my purports. They are my personal ecstasies. So we had our answers, and our answer to the main question. There were many other questions. And this answer is the reason why we do like, as Prabhupada's disciples, we all read Prabhupada's books very much. I do know that our Vaisheshika Prabhu is, for the month of Kartik, having a vow to read that many hours a day in Prabhupada's book. That's still going on. Like, wonderful, wonderful. And to share a little bit Prabhupada's personal ecstasy so that you get the feel of it, I want to share with you one of my favorite purports. I'm sorry, can you supply me with some water? The voice is a little weak. But no, cold water won't help. It comes back at this moment. This is also cold. It's all right. It's back. It's yes. This is. I thank you for your generosity. That good. My dear devotees, this comes in the 8th canto of the Bhagavatam, and I know from giving so many lectures in our temples, when it's time to read a purport, everyone goes, switch off. Switch on. This has to do with Prabhupada's inspection. You have to be here. Verses there. Madrik papana pashupa shavimokshanaya muktaya budhikarunaya namolayaya svangshena savatanu bring manasi patita pradyaktrishe bhagavate mriyate namaste. It's the prayers of Gajendra to the Lord. Since an animal, he says, such as I, has surrendered unto you, who are supremely liberated, Lord is free. Certainly you will release me from this dangerous position. Indeed, being extremely merciful, you incessantly try to deliver me. Now, my dear devotees, this is a situational verse. Gajendra is attacked. His life is in absolute danger. It will be, it's at stake. It's the ultimate fight which he cannot win against death. And he turns to the Lord and says, you will certainly deliver me because you are extremely merciful. So, Srila, it's a beautiful purport, but it's long, and I will just come to the point here. Prabhupada now takes this situation and translates it, if you so want, to us here in this world. In this material world, everyone is a pashu, an animal, because of the bodily conception of life. Yasyatma buddhi guna pretrida duke, and so on. A human being who identifies the body made of three elements as the self, and so on and so forth. Anyways, I read the whole thing. So a human being who identifies the body, I'm a sannyasi, I'm a guru, no? Made of three elements of the self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsmen, my disciples, who considers the land of his birth to be worshipable, Germany over everything, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to bathe rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge. No, I'm for myself. I will take a bath here in the Jamunaji. But to meet men of transcendental knowledge, it's dangerous. Then to meet men of transcendental knowledge there is to be considered like a cow or an ass. So one can relate Prabhupada's purpose to himself. Not difficult. Practically everyone, therefore, is a pashu, an animal, and everyone is attacked by the crocodile of material existence. Not only the king of the elephants, but every one of us is being attacked by the crocodile and is suffering the consequences. Are you with me?
Yes.
What is Prabhupada saying? We are in a, no one dares to speak now, but I hope you understand, we are in a dangerous position in the material world. We are suffering and we do require help. Now he continues, and it gets very hopeful. Only Krishna can deliver us from this material existence. Indeed, he is always trying to deliver us. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesu juna tishtati. He is within our hearts and is not at all inattentive. His only aim is to deliver us from material life. It is not that he becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to him. Even before we offer our prayers, he incessantly tries to deliver us. He's never lazy in regard to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, Buri Karunaya, repeat please, Buri Karunaya, that was the rehearsal now, Buri Karunaya Namolayaya. It is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord that he always tries to bring us back home, back to Godhead. Oh. God is liberated and he tries to make us liberated. But although he is constantly trying, we refuse to accept his instructions. In brackets, Savadamang Parityaja Mangikam Sharanam Raja. The Lord is constantly trying, but we refuse to accept his instructions. How much have we heard from the scriptures? How many signs have we gotten by the mercy of the Lord? How often someone has said something which shook us up, but we refuse to accept his instructions. Nonetheless, for those who don't speak English so well, despite all of this, he has not become angry. Therefore, he is described here as Buri Karunaya, unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from this miserable material condition of life and taking us back home, back to Godhead. Would you like to know where you can find this amazing purport? Good. Would you make a note of it in your mobile telephone? Because you will forget it if I tell it to you. No or yes?
Yes.
Good, 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 good. Oh, I can't read it here. It's in the 8th canto, that's for sure. Here, it's up here. 8th canto, chapter 3, verse 17. In this verse, my dear devotees, we find the quality of God and we find the quality of a dear servant of the Lord. We find the quality of Srila Prabhupada. They are here only for one purpose, to deliver us from material existence. And although they might see that we are not always able to follow all the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, they don't give up on us and become angry on us, like perhaps a person who wants to go with an e-rickshaw somewhere and the e-rickshaw takes him somewhere else, and then if you didn't follow my instruction, and then one might become angry at the Toto driver, this e-rickshaw driver. No, we may sometimes go in another direction than the intended one. But Prabhupada will never give up on us. That does not mean that we should be neglectful. It is we should be very, very attentive. I want to now tell you my favorite Prabhupada Leela. Srila Prabhupada was walking thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada was going through the temple with one devotee. We talk about the inspection of the pure devotee. And he was pointing into the corner and says, "What do you see in this corner?" So the devotee looked into the corner. It was an empty corner. And he said, "Nothing, Prabhupada. It's an empty corner." Prabhupada's response is extremely thought-provoking. He said, "I see dust in the corner." This means I should clean what is in the corner. My dear devotees, look into your life. What do you see in the corners of your life? Do you see some dust? Do you see some unwillingness? This means you should do a little anatta nivritti. It's such a thought-provoking thing. We should look, and what we see, we should do something about it. This is what sincere following means. I want to now end on a thought-provoking note. It's another thought-provoking note. I once had a dream of Prabhupada. It was when he had left already. We were on a morning walk. From the situation, the buildings, I could understand it was in the west. It was on a beach. And we were walking. And I was amongst his disciples. We disciples would ask him questions during the morning walk, and sometimes Prabhupada would answer these questions. At other times he would be in his own mood, he would chant, he would think, but mostly he would answer the questions. It was a time for very personal questions. Perhaps questions which we were not comfortable to ask in a less personal or private setting. So we were walking, and I closed up and said to Prabhupada with as much sincerity I could muster, "Prabhupada, how was it for you? Was it sometimes difficult for you to follow all the instructions of your spiritual master?" I think you understand this question, no? There are so many instructions. And it is sometimes difficult. So I was asking, how did you deal with the difficult instructions? And Prabhupada, this is a dream, took his cane and he just planted it firmly in the ground. He looked at me with very direct eyes, and he said, to follow the instructions of the spiritual master is a life and soul of the disciple. He looked at me if I had understood, and then he took his cane and he continued walking. My dear devotees, we are fallen souls. Our mind is material, our body is material. But there is so life and soul. These are the compassion the great souls take upon us, which become our life and our soul in this dead body, a dead mind, or materially active body and materially active mind, you could also say. These instructions come like light into the darkness, and they show us our way. Not long ago, in America, I met another Prabhupada disciple who told me of something that is going on in the older disciples, that are discussions amongst us. These voices become louder as our movement becomes more and more successful. These are concerned voices. So he took the concern, which is in many of the older disciples, to Prabhupada. And he asked, Prabhupada, there are now so many opinions in our movement. They are sometimes even made public on the internet, you know. There is so much quarrel. There is so much unease to be with each other. And the difficult thing is, everyone says, Prabhupada said. What do you think about this? This is in a dream, my dear devotees. Dreams speak according to our sincerity and our spiritual maturity. The spiritual master can appear in a dream, but they always speak in a language. The dreams speak in a language that you need to think about the language. In this dream, Prabhupada said something which I personally feel, it was not my dream, is so true. He smiled. It's natural that there will be disagreement. We are human beings. We are wired differently. But Prabhupada smiled and says, only when there is love can they understand my instructions. My dear devotees, in the Gita is a similar instruction by Lord Krishna. I will turn to Vaisheshika Prabhu, who knows everything always. Bhakti Amang Abhijanati, kindly help. Yaman Yashchasmi Tatvata. Tato mang tatvato jnanam vishate tat anantaram. Only by bhakti, devotion, can someone enter the secret of understanding me. This Krishna says. My dear devotees, on Prabhupada's disappearance day, where we asked ourselves these questions, how much bhakti is in your heart? How much do you do the things out of devotion for the Lord? What could you do to increase the bhakti, to Guru Bhakti, to Prabhupada, and to Krishna? With these thoughts, I leave you. Hare Krishna.